Good morning, Joe.
Here we are, the last day of November already.
Indeed. It's flying by.
Indeed. It's starting to feel like it, too. Have you put the plows on the trucks yet?
We are prepared. Plan for the worst, hope for the best.
I'm just thinking if you didn't, then we'd have a blizzard, so just put them on in July, so we'll be safe.
That's a good point. We have a good team, as you know, down there, so we're always prepared.
Yeah. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was terrific. It really was nice. We had went to the game, of course, which was very exciting. Unfortunately, it has to be a winner and a loser, so... But oh boy, right down to the wire, the game. So that was fun. Then, of course, having dinner at home and then bounced around to some of the in-laws. It was a great day.
Nice. How did folks react to having all the festivities back in Quincy for the holidays this year?
I think people were thrilled. I think the crowds were tremendous at all events. The parade, which I've been in the parade probably for 50 years, various roles, of course, not as mayor, but I thought the crowds were larger than they have been probably in 4 and 5 years. So obviously we didn't have one last year with COVID, but it was terrific. People were could tell were in the mood, they're in the spirit, and happy to be out and about, I think.
Yeah, I think that's true. And at our location, right at Marymount Park, at the fountain, there was a great crowd, all the performers stopped right in front of our cameras to perform for us, the Shriners, all the bands, so it was a great time for sure.
No wonder why we had gaps in the parade.
It's all our fault, yes. Speaking of the bands, hey, how about the combined Quincy-North Quincy band this year?
Tremendous. Yeah. They're so impressive in numbers and appearance and sound. I mean, they've really done a remarkable job, and they bucked the trend because most high school bands are dropping, and our band is thriving. So it's a tribute to the leadership, the parents involved, and of course the kids themselves. Tremendous.
I couldn't help but think that Rich Keneally would have been so proud to see them there.
Oh, indeed, yeah. Indeed. He was so talented himself, and so such a leader for so long in that area for our school system. But absolutely would have been thrilled to see that.
Yeah. And this year, Mayor, the fun isn't over yet. We have a new park.
Well, we do. A couple of things, actually. We're Thursday night, we've got a good friend, a rabbi, coming over from Milton, who's going to say a few prayers at the menorah. And then, of course, we have Tis the Season concert Thursday night, mm-hmm. Quincy Symphony, in conjunction with the Quincy Public Schools. And of course, this Sunday, we've got 3 tree lightings in the city. One of which I'm focused on, which is at the General's Park and Bridge, where we're going to be honoring currently serving veterans and their families. So we invite them to join us. Obviously, a lot of young men and women are serving their country around the world and will not be home for the holidays. So we invite their families to come up and join us for tree lighting, fill out a ribbon with the individual's name who's serving, and the ribbon will go on the tree, and the tree will be dedicated in their honor. So it's... It's a beautiful space. Obviously, we dedicated it back in September. Obviously, the military theme. So we thought that probably makes a lot of sense to tie in a currently serving with it. So we're looking forward to that, and hopefully the word get around.
Okay.
Families will be with us.
This coming Sunday, December 5th at 5 p.m., you said?
That's correct. Corner of Dunford and McConville. Plenty of parking over there.
Okay. And they fill out the tags at that time, not beforehand?
That's correct. Okay. We'll have the bows all made out. We'll have the Sharpies available. And mm-hmm. Individuals can then fill the name in on the tail of the bow, and then we'll hang them on the tree.
Okay, very good.
Probably have some coffee and hot chocolate as well.
Mm-hmm. Nice. You're similar to, really similar to what they do in the Blue Room at the White House. I believe that tree every year is dedicated to the servicemen and women.
Okay. Well, it's appropriate. It really is. And we have such a military history here, military tradition here. I think it just, it's a nice addition to our festivities for sure.
Very good.
I also know House Neck is lighting the tree at 5, and West Quincy is lighting a tree at 5 on the same day. So busy time.
Indeed. Yeah, I believe there's a ceremony at the Four River Rotary. I think that's on Saturday.
Saturday, correct. Yeah, well. Quincy Point, folks.
Yeah, so lots going on this time of year for sure.
Indeed.
Can we chat a little bit, Mayor, about your decision to once again waive the liquor license renewal fees for Quincy businesses?
Yes, that's, you know, the restaurants and the clubs, they've certainly bouncing back and doing well, but we thought we'd give them one more year, a little bit of a reprieve to help them. You know, they dealt with a lot of losses. You know, the margins are difficult and challenging in that business to start with. So we felt one more year to help them get through what's been a very difficult 18 to 20 months for them, particularly in that world and that business. So it, I know it goes a long way. We get a lot of good response from it. Obviously, we want to be business friendly. We want to help people to succeed, of course. Our local businesses obviously hire a lot of people. They pay taxes. They support all the local charities and the sports programs, and they're a big part of our community. So we thought it would be a nice gesture to do it the second year to help them to continue to get back on their feet.
Well, it's a $2,000 fee, so that can be a big help to a small business for sure.
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely. It adds up.
So are you concerned at all about the loss of the revenue?
No, in the, you know, in the scheme of things, Joe, it's, you know, I mean, every dollar adds up, but
sure.
In the scheme of things, it's a very small amount for what we feel is an investment back in our business community. I think it's very, very worthwhile.
Very good. I know last week we talked, Mayor, a little bit about the property tax rate that I'm sure your office is formulating. Any more news on that for us?
No, we're almost there. Okay. We're going through the various iterations. What complicates it a little bit is our pension obligation bonds, which we're in the final stage of, and getting that all done. We've been dealing with the state administration and finance. We've been dealing with our outside counsel, our outside advisor, outside bankers. But that has a play this year in how we set the tax rate because of the savings there that we'll be enjoying. So so we're still working it, and we'll be before the city council very soon with it, of course. But I'm not ready to release the numbers quite yet, Joe.
Okay. Very good. Anything else we should let folks know about right now?
I don't think so. Enjoy the holiday weather, and the holiday season, and enjoy the weather because we know at some point it's going to change, right?
No, there are already rumblings about some kind of a system next week, so yeah. It's a poor and borrowed time at the moment, sure.
Happens every year.
Indeed. Good to talk to you, Mayor. Thanks for your time.
Thank you,
Joe. Yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.